Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show, powered by the Sports Kings here on iHeartRadio. It's Thursday, July 16th, 2020, or should I say it's Friday Eve. I mean, who knows anymore when it comes to being home every day and trying not to do the same routine. And I hope you're finding a good routine to keep your sanity as we continue to deal with this pandemic. If you haven't listened to the latest show, please check it out. Check out the podcast on iHeartRadio, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, and Podbean.com. Just look for the Mean Gene Show, and you'll see my mugshot there with my headset on and the microphone in front of me, and that would be me. We got a couple of topics to talk about today. I'm somewhat distracted. I have my tablet to the right side of me watching the Memorial Golf Tournament that kicked off today, trying to see who's going to make the cut and who's not going to make the cut. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later because Tiger Woods is playing in this tournament. He hasn't played in a while. So we'll talk about that and the fact that he's playing without a crowd. I mean, Tiger loves a crowd, right? I mean, imagine any golf tournament that Tiger's playing in and there's no crowd. So this is going to be interesting. Anyway, we'll talk about that probably in the last segment of the show, but we are going to talk about Dak Prescott. So I've sort of like kind of stayed away from that topic because I wanted to see what was going to happen if the Cowboys was going to reach an agreement with him prior to, you know, him having to sign that franchise tag. So if that didn't happen, he's playing for the franchise tag, and interesting. So we'll talk about that. I mean, because I really have a lot of things to say about that and things in Dallas, which is 3.5 hours up the road from me, are very interesting there. And we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Kenny Stills situation. He was arrested in Louisville, Kentucky. Kenny Still, a wide receiver for the Houston Texans. Very, very, very huge supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement. We'll talk about that because it's just interesting. I mean, you know, you got a couple of players, Kenny Stills from the NFL, and you have Malcolm Brogdon from the NBA. I mean, they have just really been out there and just very supportive of the Black Lives Matter and the social justice, systemic racism, the whole nine yards. And anyway, we'll talk about that. So those are our big topics today. Dak Prescott, Kenny Stills, and the return of Tiger Woods in the Memorial Golf Tournament. Still hot here in Houston. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's not as hot, but not 100 degrees, but maybe 98. But they always say, okay, the temperature is 98 degrees, but it feels like it's 110. Well, what the hell? I mean, so isn't it 110 if it feels like 110? I mean, your body is going to recognize what it feels like, not what the temperature is. So I don't know what it is with weathermen and women that say that. I mean, it's 110, it's 110. So like in Phoenix, Arizona, you could say, well, the temperature is 130. It feels like 200. You probably wouldn't be lying either. In Las Vegas, if you've ever been to Las Vegas in the month of July, I think the temperature in Las Vegas the other day was 115. So what did it feel like? Did it feel like 150? So anyway, I don't know. That just puzzles me every time when it comes to the weather, man. Just give me the temperature. I mean, because it only happens in the summertime, and I think they're trying to just really warn you, make sure you don't. Okay, Tiger, what are you going to do here? I'm sorry, folks. I told you I was going to be distracted here. I'm watching the Memorial Golf Tournament, and Tiger is a minus one. Let's see there. Or one under. Okay, I'm sorry. It's not minus one. It's one under. So I don't know if he's trying to par or what. But anyway, Tony Finau, he is a golfer in this tournament here. He's won over. I had Tony Finau picked to win the Masters, but because the Masters didn't take place yet anyway, and that ticket at Caesar's Palace, it still has to be good because they haven't played it yet. Same thing with the Milwaukee Brewers. These are long shots. I mean, Finau was not a long shot. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I need to know if my ticket is going to be honored. So I picked the Milwaukee Brewers to win the World Series, which is not a long shot as much because they were pretty good last year. But I also picked the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the World Series. Now, I mean, and this was before I even knew it was a pandemic. I did this back in February when I was there for the Super Bowl. But the fact that they still play the event, even though it's being played under pandemic situations, I mean, who knows, right? Same thing with the NBA. I mean, if the NBA Finals happen this year and you pick the Phoenix Suns, you're going to make some money because the Phoenix Suns won the NBA championship. Regardless if there was a pandemic, regardless if all the other top players in the NBA that's down there in that bubble, they got sick or what have you, or opted out, didn't play. If the Phoenix Suns win the NBA championship with no fans playing down there, like in a scrimmage-like format, then somebody is going to win. I think the odds on the Phoenix Suns winning the NBA championship was somewhere like 500-1, if not 750-1. So we're going to see. I mean, this is a crazy year. So if any year you wanted to make those long shot bets, this would have been the year. I mean, with baseball, with the NBA. Golf, I don't know, because golf, these guys probably play better without a crowd. So anyway, I just thought I'd put that out there. But let's see what else going on. So the weekend is getting here. You know, this is our second show for the week. So Tiger's actually trying to make par. This is a par 3, and he's nowhere close to the hole. So if he doesn't make this, because this is his third shot, this is definitely going to be a bogey. So, all right, I'll take you through the whole thing. All right, folks, he missed the shot. So now Tiger is going to be even, and that is going to be a bogey, as he will need 4 shots to make a par 3. So that's bogey. That's a bogey, okay? So anyway, all right, that just happened. I know you can't see it. By the time you listen to the show, you probably, it won't matter, you know, but you might see the highlights on TV or something like that. What else is going on? So, yeah, the Dak Prescott situation there with the Cowboys, something that completely could have been avoided. And we're going to talk about it in great detail. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people, I know a lot of Cowboy fans, and, you know, the Cowboys have been through their quarterbacks. You know, they signed Andy Dalton in the offseason, which, you know, maybe was sending a message to Dak Prescott, you know, like, and Andy Dalton still got something left in the tank. I like Andy Dalton. Of course, he got sidelined for another quarterback in Cincinnati, and of course now Cincinnati's got Burrow. So, anyway, I mean, the Cowboys got an insurance in Andy Dalton, and don't know what's gonna happen with Dak. Don't know how he's gonna play. Don't know how his attitude or motivation is gonna be. And this is considering that, you know, we will have football and everything. So it's noteworthy. And so I'm going to get into it, okay? I'm going to talk about the Dak Prescott franchise tag, what people in Dallas are saying, just the whole 9 yards. Anyway, we'll jump into that after the break. So, hey, you are listening to the Mean Gene Show on a Thursday, July 16, 2020, here on iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, folks, we are back once again. You are listening to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. And Dak Prescott is not necessarily upset about the fact that the Dallas Cowboys could not, or he and the Dallas Cowboys could not get a deal done before the deadline. But the deadline to sign the franchise tag player. So, I mean, and this story is from Jack Brown. Jack Brown, who is a reporter for The Score. Jack's been on my show. Jack was on my show last year during the NFL playoffs. So I always like to read his articles and see what he's talking about. So he basically put a story out there about the fact that Dak Prescott couldn't be happier to be with the Cowboys despite no extension. But Dak might be happy, and it's not Dak that has people concerned and worried in Dallas. It's Dak's brother. Okay, so his brother actually is not happy, and he called out the team on social media, which is, you know, everybody has social media, right? So, and that has thrown some tension in the air with the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. So, I mean, and by the way, people are still looking for Jerry Jones. No one has yet seen Jerry Jones. Not saying that anything has happened to Jerry Jones. I'm just saying that Jerry Jones is silent on a lot of things. And Stephen Jones, other people within the organization is speaking out. But Dak, he made some comments there. He spoke with Joy Epstein of USA Today Sports on yesterday. He said, hey, I'm a Cowboy and couldn't be happier and look forward to working along with Coach Mike McCarthy and the staff and his teammates and in pursuit of a Super Bowl. So now, he's going to play for the upcoming season on that $31.4 million franchise tag now. And this, and that's, I mean, that's still a lot of money. That's still a lot of money. And the reason why I say it's a lot of money, because what? I think he's made around, what, $4 million over his first 4 seasons. I mean, he's been a pretty good damn quarterback. So you got to think that, okay, he's only made $4 million over 4 years, and he's going to be playing for $31.4 million. That's a win. And that's right. For me and you, that's a hell of a win. But, you know, the fact that his performance means a whole lot more to the NFL when you rate him against other, you know, quarterbacks. Not saying that he's a Patrick Mahomes, who is the highest paid player in the NFL at $45 million a year. And Russell Westbrook, who is the second highest paid quarterback at $35 million. But there's one thing that Russell Wilson, did I say Westbrook? Because I say that all the time. Russell Wilson with the Seattle Seahawks and Patrick Mahomes, they should be the number one and two highest paid quarterback because guess what? They both got Super Bowls. I mean, and Russell Wilson should have had 2 Super Bowls, right? So, Dak is just not going to get nowhere near the $45 million that Patrick Mahomes got. And some would argue that he doesn't deserve the $35 million that Russell Wilson is currently getting paid. And that's questionable. I mean, when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo and that big contract. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo led his team to a Super Bowl. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. I mean, the Kirk Cousins contract. I mean, you know, all of these quarterbacks are playoff quarterbacks, with the exception of Mahomes and Wilson, are Super Bowl champions. So, I mean, but Prescott is looking for a $35 million, $35 million a year deal annually. And he's wanting $110 million dollars of that to be guaranteed. Okay, I mean, that's according to sources out there. However, the Cowboys and Prescott don't see eye to eye on that. And that $110 million guaranteed, wow. I mean, think about it, folks. You got to think as an organization. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here for the Cowboys management, okay? And then I'll play the role of Dak Prescott here. If you're the Dallas Cowboys, okay, you just went out and signed Andy Dalton to come in and be here. Andy Dalton's going to be ecstatic about playing for the Dallas Cowboys. He played his college football at TCU. And the way the Cincinnati Bengals did him in his last year or two, you know, was just not nice. Or certainly last year, they benched him. I mean, he's been a playoff quarterback for a while now. Marvin Lewis, for some reason, couldn't get that team, you know, over the hump there when it came to getting in the playoffs. And I mean, they had to play against the Pittsburgh Steelers a lot of times in the AFC North. So, I mean, it's not always the Bengals' fault, you know, or it's not always Andy Dalton's fault. So, I mean, I think the Cowboys, playing the role of Cowboys management, you know, man, do I want to give $110 million guaranteed? Yeah, Dak has been good for us. He's done great, and we knew this day was coming. And, you know, you just don't never know what a player is going to be asking for. And so Dak sort of waited around and kind of saw what the market was like. I mean, it's all about the market sometimes. But Cowboys management is like, okay, yeah, we understand that market. And they were pretty adamant about saying, hey, you know, we're not trying to set the market. Although with Ezekiel Elliott, they pretty much did. But, I mean, question is coming down to Cowboys management is who's more valuable? Is it Ezekiel Elliott or Dak Prescott? And I think the Cowboys have already made that clear what they can do with Ezekiel Elliott and his multi-purpose style of play. So I think, I mean, and now here you got Dak coming and asking for $35 million annually and $110 million to be guaranteed. I mean, man, you really got to think about this. I mean, so Andy Dalton, who is a few years removed from the playoffs and is a very knowledgeable and experienced quarterback, more experienced than Dak Prescott, has been to more playoff games than Dak Prescott. So the Cowboys are in a damn good situation as far as, you know, having some leverage here. And Dak is going to get 31. I tell you what, so he's going to get 31.4. And let's just say if there's a season, and I mean, this is counting that COVID is not going to take control of the NFL and they don't have a season. So let's just say, you know, the pressure is on Dak Prescott. If he gets hurt, that's going to screw him. If Andy Dalton, I don't think it's going to be a matter of Andy Dalton, you know, taking the starting job. I don't even think that's going to be in question. But, I mean, a distraction is a distraction. The relationship between Dak and the Cowboys is strained. And his brother probably doesn't help the situation by, you know, going on social media, doing whatever he's doing. So it's going to be interesting, folks. I mean, I just have to tell you, it's going to be interesting. And, you know, Dak pretty much has to step up to the plate and perform. Now, it's going to be tough for the Cowboys because Jason Garrett, who used to be the coach, is now the offensive coordinator for the New York Giants. So you got to think that might be two games the Cowboys might lose because, hey, who knows Dak Prescott and that offense better than Jason Garrett. I mean, so that's got to be two losses. Washington, you know, whatever name they come up with, we're going to probably talk about that next week. And Philadelphia. So, I mean, the Cowboys are going to struggle within their own division. And this thing is not setting up pretty for Dak because he's, you know, he's in a tough situation there. He's really going to have to go out and exceed expectations if he wants, if he's going to have any chance of getting that $110 million that he wants, the $35 million. As a matter of fact, if he does exceed expectations, then he, who knows? I mean, he could demand whatever he wants at that point. Not to mention if the team, if he leads the team to the playoffs and God forbid they win a Super Bowl. I'm not a Cowboys fan, so I don't want them to win a Super Bowl. But just for the sake of, you know, let's just say if they did and Dak Prescott is your Super Bowl MVP, then, hey, he's going to get paid. Then he can get up there. He's probably going to be looking at Patrick Mahomes style money, you know. So we'll see, though. Anyway, it's going to be interesting. But anyway, so that's what's happening in Dallas. And still no sighting of Jerry Jones, or maybe there's a sighting, but there has been no word, no official word. So we're still waiting. Jerry's got a lot of talking to do. There's a lot of catching up to do because so much has happened and we haven't got a comment from Jerry Jones. So anyway, hey, let's take another quick break. When we come back, we'll keep it in the NFL and we'll talk about Kenny Stills getting arrested there in the Louisville, Kentucky. He, you know, doing some protesting there, and he is a big advocate of the Black Lives Matter movement, and we'll just kind of talk about what happened with Kenny Stills and the Houston Texans and all that great stuff. So, hey, last segment coming up here on the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And we are back, folks. Last segment here on the Mean Gene Show on a Thursday, July 16th, 2020. My last show for the week. Be back next Tuesday as we continue our July jam, as I like to call it, getting you two doses of the Mean Gene Show twice a week. And I'm trying to see if I'm going to have a stoppage in action because I have did something major, okay? I will be hopefully closing on a home next week or the week after. It's going to be done before the end of July, so how that's going to impact my show the first week of August is going to be interesting, because if you ever bought a home, you know, it's just this one overwhelming task. And my to-do list has just, you know, become enormous. Anyway, so we're going to see. We're going to try to get it done. We're going to try to get it done. Stay on top of everything. Just my luck, you know, like big breaking sports news is going to happen. And, you know, I'm going to be signing 10,000 documents, signing my life away and all of this great stuff. But anyway, hey, you're all invited to the housewarming party, by the way. You just got to have your Clorox, disinfectant wipes with you. You got to have your hand sanitizer. Oh, yeah, you got to have a mask. What else you got to have on? You got to get your temperature checked. Might have to do some contact tracing, all of that stuff before you can get into my house. Okay. All right. So, hey, let's talk about this Kenny Stills thing here. I mean, so he was amongst, what, 90 people almost facing felony charges after being arrested at a protest for Breonna Taylor in Louisville. And this happened on Tuesday. They took Stills into custody after he and other protesters marched to the home of the Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron to demand action against the officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death. So interesting. And I think so. This happened on a Tuesday. He was released the following morning. But the charges that he's facing are intimidating a participant in the legal process, a felony, as well as a misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespassing. So his agent is involved in everything. And I know the Houston Texans are probably, I haven't heard a comment from the Houston Texans yet. And I live here in Houston. So I guess this is still a developing type story. But the charges against the protesters were brought because they just simply would not leave the property. And, you know, I mean, here they are trying to convince the attorney general, you know, to go after these officers. And that's basically one of the, you know, one of the reasons why. And Kenny Stills right there with him. I mean, you know, I mean, this guy really believes in and he's a very, very vocal when it comes to the Black Lives Movement. And so is Malcolm Brogdon for the Indiana Pacers. I think he played for the Pacers. Yeah. So he's been out there, too. I mean, you got a couple of NBA players, NFL players, baseball, in every sport that just really find something they believe in and they go for it. I really applaud that. I mean, because, I mean, these players' platform is a little bit larger than most people. Most people won't have, I mean, you could post something on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, you know, unless you have a lot of followers, you know, it may only be shared with your friends. And that's not a bad thing. But, you know, it just really helps when you have NBA or professional athletes that can really push that. And I could just imagine those protesters in Louisville, Kentucky, having an NFL player there. And they may not even know who he was, you know. I mean, but he's just right there with them. I mean, you know, at the attorney general's property. I mean, you know, I mean, they're serious about this. And we're not hearing a whole lot about protesting since, you know, things have quieted down with the George Floyd and the other situation in Atlanta. But anyway, so he finds himself in a jam. It's going to be interesting to see because the NFL is taking a stance of supporting, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and doing what they can do about systemic racism and social injustice. So Kenny Stills, I mean, the fact that he got arrested, nothing may happen to him. You know, this is really going to be interesting. I like to see, normally if you get into any trouble out in the public, you get arrested, then the NFL has been adamant about, you know, issuing out punishment. So we're going to see what's going to happen with that. But, and then other NFL news, I know for a fact that the running back for the Tennessee Titans, Derrick Henry, I know he got paid some money, and maybe not a lot of money, but enough money to probably keep him there in Nashville, which, I mean, late in the season, if you guys watch the playoffs, man, the Titans, what, they went to Baltimore, beat Baltimore, and of course, you know, they ran into issues with Kansas City, but Derrick Henry was a beast in the playoffs, so paid a man, and it looked like they did. Also, Myles Garrett, the outstanding defender there with the Cleveland Browns, I think he signed a huge deal worth over $125 million. Now, y'all might remember Myles Garrett for the scuffle he got into with Mason Rudolph with the Pittsburgh Steelers on that, was that a Monday night game, I think it was, where he took Mason Rudolph's helmet off his head and whipped him with it. And he said that Mason uttered a racial slur, which was never confirmed, but it cost the Cleveland Browns their top defender because he was suspended for a couple of games. But anyway, all is well in Cleveland now because he just signed a huge new deal worth some $125 million in, like, you know, total. It just amazing. And what else is going on? I think I have a little bit more news next week on the NFL and the NFL Players Association. They're having some issues with trying to classify COVID-19 as a non-injury. and how a non-football injury. So that's going to be interesting. I have more news on that next week. But anyway, Friday Eve, hope you are doing something constructive this weekend. I know it's all about staying indoors, especially if you're in these hot spots, Texas, Florida, California. Not a whole lot to do. Remember what the feels like temperature is, okay? That's what you got to watch out for. But we're going to shut this one down, come back next week, and hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, you can catch all of these podcasts because I kind of have a continuing story in some of them. So you probably want to go back and listen to the last podcast and the one before that and the one before that. You can get them on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. Okay, you subscribe to it. Anytime I put a show out there, it will automatically pop up because a lot of people are like, where can I find the last show, me, Gene? And see, that's how I know they don't subscribe to the show. If you subscribe to the show, then you always know when I did my last show. All right, so enjoy yourself. I'm going to get back into the Memorial Golf Tournament there and see what Tiger's doing and how the fact that he's playing without a crowd. Kind of interesting stuff here. So wait a minute. I won't stop now because he's even now and he's trying to get a birdie on the third shot of a par four here. Let's see. I mean, birdie would be nice. He definitely has to make par so he can get over. And oh, he didn't make it. I'm sorry. I hate to end the show on such a bad note. I think he's going to make par. He's less than 6 inches away from hitting it in for his fourth shot to make par. Anyway, have a great weekend, folks, and we'll see you next week.